Okay, today's Daf Chav Tes. We're on Chav Ches Amud Beis, the last line. So we were just gonna we're in Ika de Amri, which means we're gonna say and give another way to learn Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, the Mishnah said yesterday that if a person is going out, to be executed, so he says Nosin bo chumre chayev chumre mesim. And so the Rav Yosef came yesterday and said that now the Losh Shana Rabba based in Shul Yisrael, that's only true if they're coming out from the if they were adjudicated in a Jewish court, but if in a court of an Akum, then that's not the case. Now comes Rav Yosef and says the other way around. He says Losh Shana Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says when the Mishnah says that you give the person who's going out to be executed the Chumri Chayim and the Chumri Mesim. Right, lo shanu elba based in shel ovei chachavim. That's only if he's coming out. He was adjudicated in the court of an ovei chachavim, because there, even though there was nigmar din lemisa, is the possibility that they'll take bribery and they'll free him. So therefore, you have to have a suffolk whether in the end they actually executed the sentence. Maybe they commuted the sentence. Aval, but if it was a nigmar din for the Misa in a base in Shul Yisrael, in a Jewish court, so then you would be in the Cheskas that he's a mace, cave of the Nafik Ladina Likatala Katali Lego. Since once the Gemara Din goes out to kill him, then they're going to go out and they're going to execute the judgment and they're going to kill them. So now all the things that yesterday were a Raya are going to be a Kasha, all the things that were Kasha yesterday become a Raya. That's all the Ikud Amri does. So he says, Amri Abai, so Abai says, Rav Yosef, based in Shul Yisrael, but when it comes to a based in Yisrael, Nami, you also should be able, you shouldn't be so certain that he's going to be killed. Efshar, Tichazu Le Zechusa, because it's a possibility that they'll find a Zechus, because they try to look for Zechusim all the way up to the time that he's killed. And Ki Chazu Le, so the Gemara answers, Ki Chazu Le Zechusa, when are they going to find a Zechus or look for a Zechus? Mikame de Ligmardina. That's only before the Gemardin. But Basar, Gemardina, but once the Gemardin, once they had the Psak, too low, chazle zechusa. After the Gemara Din, they're not, it's not shchiach anymore. That's Rashi is right. Sulo chazi le zechusa, klomar lo shchiach. Hilkach lo masfikin lahachi. It's not shchiach that they're going to find any zechusim after the Gemara Din, so therefore they don't make a suffolk and they assume that once he has nigmar dino lemisa, they completed the din lemisa. Okay? So leim misayle, maybe. Well, again, yesterday, the Mishnah that we brought in Makos, which was Akasha, maybe that's going to be a support. Lema Messiah, in the following Mishnah in Makos, is talking about somebody who was Nigmar Din Lemisa, and Baruch, and he escaped. He ran away. And then, so, Kol Makom Sha'am Dushnayim, any place where two witnesses get up before any Beis Din, V'yomru, and they say, we testify, Me'idim Anu is Ish Ploni Shenigmar Dino, Be'Beis Din Shoploni, Uploni Uploni Edov. We testify that this guy over here, who you guys, I guess, recaptured, right, they want, I guess, maybe not extradite him. We testify that so-and-so had a Gemar Din, that he was supposed to be put to death. It took place in such-and-such Beis Din, and it took place with such-and-such being, so-and-so being his Edim, Hareza Yaharig. So a Beis Din says, okay, he has a Chi of Misa. So we're not being choshesh for the fact that there possibly existed some sort of evidence came about post facto, and therefore we should kill him. We say right away, once we know that there was a Gemar Din, we put him to death. So the Gemara answers again, Dilma, same thing as yesterday, Dilma Boreach Shani. Maybe the Din of a Boreach is different, that maybe someone who runs away, from the Beis Din, you know, he looks guilty, I guess, maybe. So therefore, we say that we're not gonna try to find any zechus for him. But maybe if he didn't run away, maybe we should choshish that they went about to try to find him another zechus. But Boreach would be different.
So are we saying that if after the Gemara Din, Edom Zomim come along?
Right, who said Edom Zomim?
I'm asking a question. Yeah, that you're not going to look for zechusim. Does that mean that you're not going to listen to the Edom that come and say Zomim?
Rashi says it's not shriach, therefore we don't have a suffix. But if something comes about, then you free him. But why are you mentioning Edom Zomim? Edom Zomim are false witnesses.
That's what I'm saying. So
okay, so of course we're not going to. He just said we're not going to look for zechusim. But if something comes about, then it came about.
Right, yes, right.
Okay. We know the rule is you can't be Edom Zomim after the Gemara Din anyway.
That's true too.
So
right, but they, so Edom Zomim, that means you can't. You can't be punished. But you still, I think that means you just can't get the punishment.
Yeah, but you're not going to.
But I think
I still don't, that guy to death.
Right, but I don't think you just. Yeah.
Right. The Torah didn't have an appeal process like we have today.
The Torah did not have a Supreme Court, appellate court. No, not like we have today.
He went through the whole letter.
I don't think so. So Tashma.
The judgment was carried out immediately.
Right. Tashma. Shama. So now they can try to bring a riot to Rav Yosef. Tashma. Shama mi beis din shel Yisrael shahayu omrim ish ploni meis. So we heard from a beis din of Jews that they would say, I guess Talmud testifies, shahayu omrim ish ploni meis, that so-and-so's meis, or ish ploni narog, or so-and-so is narog. So we say, yasios ishto, he let his wife get married. if someone testifies that so-and-so was meis or narog from a Jewish beis din, we assume that he was meis or narog, and therefore the wife could get married. But mikumantrisim, which I think from those who are shalov dechavim, from those who are appointed, I think it's the executioners, those who are appointed from to kill from the shalov dechavim, and they say ish ploni meis or ish ploni narog, obviously it was ishto. Then do not marry; they cannot marry. The wife cannot get married based on that testimony. So it seemingly that if you hear that, so what's the case of meis or not? So am I meis or my narog? What does it mean meis? What does it mean narog? If you say literally ilema meis, that the testimony is that so and so died. Right, mace means over here that he died in incarceration, in jail. It's concept of jail, but so he died in jail, or that he was narrow, that he was actually killed by Beis Din. So the kavasei gabi would chav v'mai. So why, if you hear from the guy that he so and so was killed, amai al yisoas ishto? Why should he not the wife not get married? Hakaimelon, we have established rules. Gemara Yevamos and the chufchav aleph kol me siach l'vitumo. If the guy is just talking, it's not. Stop evidence, but he's Messiah Levitumo. And he's talking just to, and it comes about, hey Muni Mihamile, we believe him. So why would you not allow the wife to get married? So Elolav, what's the case where Mace or Narog? It's Mace means Yotzilamus. Mace means the testimony is that he's going out to be killed, meaning he's going to have his judgment executed by execution. Yotzilamus, and Narog means Yotzilahorag. And Narog means he's on his way to be killed, Misa Beis Din, the Katani, and the Brisa says, Beis Din Yisrael, Yasios Ishto. If the judgment is being been carried out by a Jewish court, the woman can be married because we assume that he was killed. So that's a riot to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that if she was adjudicated in a Jewish court, you assume the death. You assume the death, so it's a riot. So Gemara says, no. La'olam, we're dealing with a case, it's Meis Mamish. V'nerag mamash. It's really talking about a case where the testimony is that he was dead. He's dead. Not that he's going out to die. That he is dead. Question then is why is there a difference between a Jewish court and a non-Jewish court? The olam is mamash v'nerag mamash. So the gavasei gabi yovik chavim amai lo. So why not in a Jewish case in a guy's court? Hakai milan kol masich levitumo emuni mehamnei. So he says hanimili b'milsad lo shiach b'milsad lo shayach bei. They don't have any vested interest in that testimony. This is a Messiah Levitum. They start mentioning something. But if Abed Milzer the Shaykh Bey, but Dabur that the Goyim have a Shaykh Esbo, which means it applies to them, Abdi Lachzuki Shikrayu. They may lie. So how is it Shaykh to them over here? Shaykh them over here, because, I think, is because, as Pesach said yesterday, is that, you know, if you tell them, if they say that their courts carried out an execution, they want to know they really did carry out the execution. In other words, they'll take bribes. But once they claim to have executed the judgment, they don't want people to think that they didn't do it. So they'll want to lie and say that the judgment took place. And therefore, even though Messiah Levitumo it normally is believed, in this case they're not believed because they actually no gay about other.
Okay.
Seems that they only accept bribes up to the actual death. I don't know. It depends on which mandamer. Depends on yesterday's mandamer, today's mandamer. Okay. The next Mishnah is going to speak about the din of a shliach, of a bau, who's bringing a get to the wife, but he, for whatever reason, cannot complete the shlichus. Right? He gets sick. He can't give the wife the get to the woman. So in which situations is he permitted to appoint another shliach to in order to complete the in order to complete the mission. So Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. This mission is talking about someone's bringing him eretz Yisrael. What's the importance of that? He has no need to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. All comes back to that. Right, so Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael v'chala, and he got sick. Right. Right, Rashi points out right away. She'ain tzarech lomer funny nechtam funny unechtam. So harezem mishalcho biyad acher. He, meaning the shliach, can appoint another shliach. Harezem mishalcho biyad acher. But however, if the husband, meaning the mishalach, originally says to the shliach, im amra lo, toli hamena chepetz ploni. When you give her the get, make sure to get back a certain object, because she's holding a certain object. He says, I'm trading the get for that object. And he says, make sure to get back that object. Lo yishalchenu biyad acher. In that case, the shliach cannot give the get to somebody else, and then have that somebody else redeem that object. She'ein ritzono sheyeh pikdonu biyad acher. Because the husband is making it clear that he specifically wants this shliach to be his shomer, to hold on to this pikadon. He doesn't entrust it to anybody else. Reasons being, maybe if something happens, he already trusts this guy. If he says something happened, he already trusts this guy, Shvua. He says, I want you to give the get and get this back. You have to have, it has to be him. He cannot.
So what happens if he gets sick?
He cannot give it off, so then he's got a problem. So he can't, he has to wait till he gets better. I don't know. It depends on how you view Shlucho Gomosa. Here he's making a specific request. So he's making a specific request. You're sleek because you're only empowered to do it. Only you, not anybody else. He says, don't have anybody else take it. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Chalotnan. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where he got sick. Right? Rashi says Chalotnan, which means the Onis. He was an Onis. Who had the Chol Onsin? All other Onsin. Aval I lo Onis, but if there's no Onis, lo Yishalchenu biyad acher. Then he cannot give it to somebody else, only if some Onis happened to the Shliach. The Gemara says, Pshita. Of course, we're talking about a case where he got sick or a case of Onis. Chalotnan. That's what it says in the Mishnah. What are you trying to add? So, Mao the Tema. You might have thought to say, "Hua din afagad lo chala," that's the din. Even if he did get sick, the shliach can appoint another shliach, like a sub shliach. But hi de katani chala. So why is it right? Chala, he got sick in the Mishnah, or chol de milz katani. That's the typical case. Usually, the shliach is going to complete his mission. If an onus happened, that's typically the case. We'll appoint somebody else. So you'd have thought that the Mishnah is just talking about the regular standard case, but really in the non-standard case, it would be valid as well. Kamash Malon, so it comes of kind of tell you that the chala, I mean the onus in the Mishnah, is bedafka. It's specifically only if he got sick. He cannot appoint another shliach unless there is some sort of onus.
It was the onus rachmana patri. You should be able to cut slack by other things also.
And therefore what? Onus rachmana patri, and therefore what?
So therefore, even if he's not sick, another accidental occurrence, you should be in the same category.
Right. Onus is in the same category, but only if there's an onus, not if there's no onus. Chala means, or Rashi says, chala means all onus.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought
there
was a case before where you appoint shliach, you get the get, you actually have to get hold of that shliach before you withdraw the right to get the get. But if he gives out to another shliach, what's the status of the get?
If he got sick, then the new shliach, I'm assuming, is the shliach.
But it wasn't a shliach, the owner.
What?
Yeah, so the Baal finds the original shliach sitting in the hospital. He says, okay, I withdraw my shlichus. But he goes, oh, I gave it to someone else now.
We'll get to that in the fourth paragraph to talk about the shlicha stuff. Okay. So, hechidami. So, what's the case? What's the case? So, ida amrle, if the mishaleach said to the shliach, holich, just bring this get to my wife. Meaning, just get this get over to my wife. Rashi says, the lo amrle ataba atzma holich. He didn't say you specifically. He just says, get the get over to my wife. So then, afagav lo chalonami. So then, even if there's no onus, he should also be able to appoint another shliach. The husband didn't make any distinction. He just said, get to my wife. The ida amrlei, and if he says to him, at holich, you bring the get to my wife. So he's only specifically empowering him, that shliach, at holich. So afil chala namilo. So even if he got sick, he should not be. Even if he got sick, he should not be able to
transfer it.
The e Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and if we're going according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, afil chala namilo. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you can never transfer the shlichus. So if that's the case, even if you got sick, you can also not transfer it over to another sub shliach. So who are we going like? What's the case?
What? The shliach died.
Let's talk about it.
Sick.
What's different than dying? Or if he died, then the shlichus is over.
So the ultimate getting sick.
So he can't appoint anybody else.
The ultimate getting sick.
That's it. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Sanya, what's the case that we're trying to figure out? Where Rav Shimon Gamliel was, the Tanakhama was, is the sign of the following Brisa. Guy says, Holech get zeli ishti. Bring this get to my wife. Harez emeshachu b'yad acher. He can give it to somebody else. Carte blanche. He can give it to somebody else. It doesn't say onus or not onus. But if he says, at holech get zeli ishti, he says, you bring this get to my wife. Harez zel lo yishachenu b'yad acher. He should not give it to, he may not give it to anybody else. A question that I always have is, I was like, what do you mean? Does that mean that if he did, it's invalid? Or does it just mean that he shouldn't do it? It doesn't say to get his puzzle. I don't know. So he says. So then he says, and Harei Zelush going
to
be al acher.
To get his puzzle. What if the shliach doesn't want to do it anymore? Gives it back to the baal. The baal can still use the same get.
Right, but why is that? That's different.
Puzzle.
No, I'm saying a case of where a shliach he says to him, "You bring the get to so and so." The shliach takes the get, gives it to another shliach, who is not supposed to do it, and that shliach brings it to the woman. So is it a good get or not? Because it has to be benasim v'yada. Is that second shliach actually empowered?
You mean the action is no good, but the get is still a good get. The action is no good.
Correct.
But the get is still a good get. If he gives it back to the baal,
well then you
get back to the baal.
Okay. I'll be more specific. Was that considered proper nesina a get of the get? Is that allowed? I don't know. So he said, Rosh Hashanah, Omer Benkach u Benkach. Either whether it says holich or whether it says at holich, ain't a shliach or a shliach. Shliach cannot appoint another shliach. So what's the case? What's the case of our Mishnah? So Ibai's Ema, so you can say that our Mishnah is as follows. Our Mishnah is talking about the case of Holich. It's a case of Holich, and he got sick. Right? It's a case who says it's Holich, and even though the Brisa says that you can appoint another Shliach, that's talking about Holich is only allowed if the Shliach got sick. And Ibai's Ema, or you can say, it's a case of At Holich, you specifically appoint, and the Brisa is telling me, even if you say At Holich, if you get sick, that's an exception, and you can give it to somebody else, because maybe on this. The Ibai's Ema, or you can say, that our mission is going according to Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that who says you can never appoint somebody else, but the Chol Shani. And again, getting sick is different, because sickness would be an onus. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask an apparent stira to our Mishnah. Right? So Tanan. Our Mishnah said, Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael, if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, the Chol, and an onus takes place, Harez Meshach or Biyad Acher. The shliach can appoint another shliach. Or Riminu, I'll ask a stira from the Mishnah later on in that Samach Vav. There the case is, the husband says, Amar L'shnayim, Tnu get L'ishti. He says, give this get to my wife. The case is over there, is he doesn't give him an actual get. He just says to them, Tnu get L'ishti. So basically, he wants them to write the get and to give the get. Right? Tnu get L'ishti. Or he says to three, because there's three people, Kisu get usnul ishti. You guys write a get. It specifies by three. You write a get and give the get to my wife. Hare elu yichtivu. These two or three are supposed to write the get. V'yitnu. And they have to give the get to the wife. The Gemara makes the diuk. Inu in. Specifically, they have to write and give the get. Aval shliach lo. But they can't appoint somebody else. Meaning he appointed them to be the shlichim. The diuk there is. The shlichim can't appoint anybody else. Which goes against our Mishnah, which says that they can appoint somebody else. I don't understand what the question is. Maybe over there, say, and if they got sick, they can. It doesn't say, others say that maybe because it just says stam, it doesn't make a distinction. Our Mishnah makes a distinction. Chala there doesn't make a distinction. But you can just, maybe you can just answer. That's the case it's talking about. It's taking into consideration what we already know in our Mishnah, that Chala would be different. But the Gemara doesn't go that way. So Amar Avaye, Avaye says, Hasam time am I. What's the reason over there why they can't appoint another shliach? Because mishum bizoyon de baal, because of the bizoyon de baal, in order to not have any embarrassment. What's the bizoyon de baal? What's the bizoyon de baal? Rashi says bizoyon de baal. See Rashi bizoyon de baal. Sha'alav lichtov et haget, because he's the one who's supposed to write the get. The Einu Rotzer Sheyidibu Rabim Sheinu Dei Lichtavo. He doesn't want the people to know. He doesn't know how to write it. Okay. The Ritva says that the Bizayin is that, more simply, the Bizayin is right now, he's not at the point yet where he wants other people to know about the divorce. He's embarrassed about writing the divorce, so he specifically said these people. In our Mishnah, though, he already has the get written. It's all already done. He's on the next stage already where he wants to give the get to the wife, so maybe there's less Bizayin. Okay.
So over here, the Baal's writing his own get?
No, according to Rashi, it doesn't say what the case is. He says it gives the get to the shliach.
But according to Gemara, it sounds like he's writing this in his own get.
Which case?
Is this the case where he writes?
What's this?
It says Amar l'shlayim tnu
gather. He's not writing it. They're writing it. That case. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They write it.
That's part of the shliach.
That's right. That's what he appointed them to do. So Rashi says he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed to. He's embarrassed that he doesn't know how to write it, so when he makes appointments to the shlichim, only they are supposed to be the shliach, they're not supposed to go to somebody else. I know, but what if they did? Is Bizayin of Baal enough to passel that get? I don't know. Okay.
Tough call.
All right. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, there's a different reason between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. Our Mishnah, you already have the physical get in hand. So the shliach takes the physical get and can transfer the physical get to somebody else. There, what happened? What happened over there is that it was just instructions. I'm instructing you to write and give. So they can't appoint somebody else to write and give because that's just called mili. That's just words. It's just instructions. You can be a proxy for something physical, but you can't be proxy for just instructions. That's instructions. Rava Amar Mishum de Mili Nihu, because all the husband appointed them so far are just words. And he appointed them to start doing something, but he didn't give them anything physical. Umili lo memsar l'shliach, and words or just simple instructions cannot be transferred over to another shliach. The shliach doesn't have the power to transfer those over. So in our Mishnah, it was shaleach get. So the guy actually, the shliach actually is holding on to the get that can be transferred to another shliach. In the case of the brisa, it's just instructions, and instructions cannot be transferred over to somebody else. So, my benayu. So, what's the nafmin halacha between Abaye's answer and Rava's answer? Ike benayu shliach matana uplukta deravu Shmuel. It's ike benayu is whether or not their answer would apply to a shliach matana. What's the case of shliach matana? Rashi says. There is shliach matana. Sha'amra bala Abaye's lebeiz edim. Guy says to two witnesses, Kisru shtar matana l'poni. Please write a shtar matana on behalf of so and so. Right, so he's instructing them to do the ksiva, which is instructions. E time of the get mishum bizayon hu. If the time of the get is because of bizayon, hakol lekel neimer haki. Here you don't have to say that there's any bizayon. She hare ein alav koso. It's not his obligation to write. When it comes to shtar matana, it's the recipient's obligation to write the get. So it's no bizayon for him that he's not writing the get, in this case meaning the shtar. It's not his obligation. Nitznan, because we have the Mishnah of the Basra, ha-mekabel nosin es haschar. To mekabel, the recipient is the one who has to pay for the shtar. Hilkach im yirtzu yomru l'achayim yichtivu. If he wants, he can say somebody else to write it. It's not embarrassing to him because it's not his obligation. Ulamant amr midi lo memtzerim, but according to Rav, who says words, instructions are not transferable. So to here, the shlichim cannot transfer over these instructions. They were instructed to write something. Those instructions are non-transferable, right? He says, "Upluta the Rav Shmuel." That's according, and that goes in accordance with Shita, the Machlokas of Rav Shmuel. Rav Amar Matana Einu Kaget. Rav says a gift is not like a get, meaning that even though by a get the shliach cannot make a shliach, by the matana he can make a shliach because Rav holds. Because of bizayon, and here there's no bizayon. And Shmuel Amar Matana Reiki get the matana, the shtar matana, the same thing as the get when it comes to the shlichus. I can't appoint somebody else with the instructions because he says the reason here is because of milin, and milin are not transferable. Just like milin are not transferable by a get isha, they're not transferable by a shtar matana. Okay. Next piece. Now this next piece, I have to admit, till the Mishnah, I couldn't figure out what Rashi was saying, so. If whatever I'm saying is different than what's in the Art Scroll or the Satzino, I apologize. I'm going to go according to the Tosas and Rid because that seems to have been the most straightforward. When it came to Rashi, I didn't know really what was going on. And I listened to a few other people, and to be honest, they didn't know what was going on either. So, No, I didn't. I should have. I didn't.
I'm sure I didn't know what was going on either.
Sounds like misery likes company.
Okay. The Mishnah said, the im amar lo, and not that I understand the Tosfos word so well either. Just not saying that they did it and I do. I don't either. I'm not. Im amar lo, tol hemena chefetz ploni. Right? If remember, he said, you're allowed to make another shtiach, to make another shtiach. But if the Baal specifically said, when you go, I want you to take back that certain pikadon, then the shliach cannot appoint somebody else because the husband specifically wants that shliach to be the one possessing the pikadon. Okay, so Amar Reish Lakish says, Khan, out of this Mishnah, from this Mishnah, Shana Rebbe, who's the, you know, Baal Mechaber, or the Masader of the Mishnayis, right, he's not the Mechaber, he's the Masader, Ein Hashoa Rashai L'Hashiel, Vein Hasocha Rashai L'Haskir. You can't borrow, you can't sublet. The shoal cannot. I'm borrowing an object from you, right? I cannot give it to somebody else and let them borrow it. I'm renting an object from you, I can't sublease it to somebody else to rent the object to them. That's what seems to be the case over here, because when the owner gives it to you to borrow, there's Amir Solni, no Spikoni Biarach. I specifically gave it to you. I'm entrusting it to you, I'm not entrusting it to anybody else. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, it's a great line. So even the boys in Cheder know this. That's a double pashut. What Chedesh are telling me? Afil tinokel shabes rabban yodim oso. They all know that the borrower borrows it on condition that he's the one who's supposed to use it, and not in order to lend it out to somebody else. And if he lends it out to somebody else, right? The Ketosos says, he says afil aman damer b'mafkid. Even though there's a man damer in Perak Hamafkid that says, Shomer, some muscle of Shomer, putter. If I'm a Shomer and I give it to somebody else who's, you know, valid agent, and something happens, I'm putter, yeah. Meaning I didn't violate anything. Share muscle bendas. That goes against what we said over here. Here we just said you can't check it to somebody else. The ain yachalomer ain't shoni ship don't be at acher. He says, you guy can't say, the owner can't say, I didn't want my because of somebody else's hand, because it was entrusted to another valid agent. So he says, Nihidol Machayev. So granted that the original Shomer is not chayiv, mikol mokom lechachile in lasos. He's still not supposed to do this. That's not the right thing to do. Okay. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Zoha few talkers based running on also. Ella. So what's the reason what's the Mishnah teaching us when he says, totally hemena chayiv tzloni, you can't appoint the shliach, cannot appoint another shliach. Ella, so Rebbe teaching us something else. He's teaching us that zimnim the gita nami lohavi. Even though, this is where I got my question before, he says that sometimes even the get would then be invalid. So this is a get would be invalid. Typically, when a shomer gets to somebody else, like Tosfos just says, he's not supposed to. But if he does, it's still valid. But as Rav Yochanan is saying, that sometimes the Mishnah is teaching us that don't give it to somebody else in these situations, because sometimes if you do give it to somebody else, you'll come to a case where the get would be invalid. It'll be an invalid nesina, right? The nasek, because it'll be similar to a case of Kamisha Amar Lo, like a guy who makes a stipulation. He says to the shliach, I'll take Rishon El Babayis. You have to divorce her on the lower floor, the Gir Shabaliyah, and he divorced her on the upper floor. Or I'll take Rishon El Biyamin, give it to her in her right hand, the Gir Shabasmol, and he gave him the left hand, where he violated the instructions of the Baal. That becomes an invalid get. So there's going to be certain situations where if you give it over to another shliach, there's going to be a violation of the Baal's wishes, and it'll be an invalid get. So that's why Rabbi taught us in the Mishnah, do not give it over to somebody else. So what's the case? This is where it gets confusing. He says, the Kulei Alma, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Hecha denafka la'apei v'yave lechefetz v'hadra shakum negita Kulei Alma lo pliga digita gitam al yahave. So the case, I think, is where, right, Rashi, the Tosas Rid, all the way in the bottom. And if you have the last Tosas Rid, so that's how I'm going. The case says, Perish. Right, the Magid Shir has the right to use any Rishon that he wants in order to explain. That's in the Sefer, okay?
Which boat on it?
Right, no.
Where's the board?
Okay.
Is he
absent.
Easiest to understand?
For me it was. That's just for me. That's I'm not saying it was. He says, Perish, the last one, Perish. K'sha'amar ha'baal l'shliach Rishon. When the Baal, the husband says to the first shliach, Totally mimena chefetz ploni. Go get for me this chefetz, right? Afal pisha amalo tol chayfetz bereisha. Even though he said, get this chayfetz first. V'hadar tein la get. And only after you receive this chayfetz, give her the get. V'azol shliach rishon, and the shliach rishon then went, umina shliach sheni, and appointed a second shliach. Kevan delos shina shliach sheni midaito shabal abayis. If the shliach sheni goes ahead and does it the right way, he takes the chayfetz and then gives the get, right? Kevan delos shina shliach sheni midaito shabal abayis. He first took back the chayfetz, the achar nasan get, and then he gave the get ma'al yahave. Everyone agrees that that's fine, even though because the husband gave specific instructions, and the second shliach did it accordingly. So everyone agrees that that's valid, that's no problem. So keep ligi, where's the machlokes? Hecha de amar le, where he says to her, he says to the shliach, shkol minei chayfetz, take from her the chayfetz, v'hadar havlegita, and then give her the get, v'azol iu, and then the shliach, which I'm assuming is the second shliach now, v'yayiv lagita, and first gave her the get, and then hadar shakal mina, and then took the pikadon back, where he violated, right, it's as if the husband said, do it in the attic, and he did it in the first floor, he did it in the first floor, he did it in the attic. So look at what Tosfos Arid said. He said, you know, first, it's going to be first two Tosfos Arid, he said, elaki pligi hecha da amal shakal mina chafetz v'hadar havlegita, and this guy appointed a second shliach. V'azor shliach sheni, and the second shliach went v'yav ligita and gave her the get v'hadash shakal mina chafetz, and then took the chafetz. So Rabbi Yochanan posel ba. Rabbi Yosef says it's posel, right? So reading the Gemara again. Rabbi Yosef posel bo v'choshkei mishlucho. Rabbi Yosef says if the original shliach does this way, it's posel, and akal chomer if the second shliach does it that way. And Reish Lakish says matzah mishlucho v'choshkei bo. The reason why Reish Lakish said that the limud is something else is because he says in this case it's definitely kosher. Why? Because the Tosfos points out, bottom line is, you got the chayfetz, and you gave it a get. The whole point was, is you wanted to hold the get sort of as collateral for getting the chayfetz. If you got the chayfetz back, who cares? Right, that's what Reish Lakish says. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, sometimes you give instructions, it has to be done in accordance with those instructions. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan would say, I don't have to read it inside anymore, we often say that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Don't appoint another. If the husband says, get that chayfetz for me, don't appoint another shliach, because oftentimes that second shliach may not understand, or you may not give the second shliach the appropriate instructions that the husband gave you originally, which is you're going to mix up the order, and according to Rav Yochanan, if you mix up the order, there's going to be a problem.
That should be in the case of any get up we die, not just the case of chayfetz.
But if you got.
But he's saying it's like a case. He said it can be only if you violate. He's saying specifically, well, don't give it to a second shliach because you might could come to a situation where you will violate the tanai.
But is that true? Are we talking about a tanai?
Yeah, according to Rav Yochanan, the tanai is the get is only valid if I received it pikadon first.
That's the terms of the get.
So Rav Yochanan says that's as if you know, the case of your mentioning a tanai says don't divorce her unless you are in the attic. And if he gives her the get on the first floor, you violated the condition of the get, and it's not a good get. Reish Lakish says, I don't know what Reish Lakish will say in the other cases, Reish Lakish is to say in this case, it's not an issue, because the whole point that he wanted was just to get the pikadon. He has the pikadon, so I don't care about the order.
Yeah.
But according to everyone to get up tonight, the shlech.
Right, so Reish Lakish says the tnai here simply is that the get's not valid unless I get it.
But everyone would agree then.
In which case?
Yes,
it's nice. It
was done properly, is not considered get.
Correct.
Everyone agrees that it was done properly, is it?
Correct. Question over here is though, what's the tonight? Is the tonight the order, or is the tonight just getting it back?
Right.
That seems to be the most locus. Okay, that's how the Tosfos Arid explains it. Everyone is more than welcome to look at the long footnote in the art scroll. I'm sure he has one because to try to explain no, according to the other. What? No footnote whatsoever. It's Pasha.
It's all page.
Really? It is? Sorry? Okay. Next Mishnah. It's okay. So now, the previous Mishnah talked about a guy, Shliach, who was in Eretz Yisrael, who did not have to say, b'fonei nechtam, and he had an onus, and he could complete the Shlichus. Now, Hamevi get in Medina Sayam. You have a Shliach coming from Medina Sayam, who has to say, b'fonei nechtam, right? V'chola. And he got sick. So what does he do? He can't complete the mission. So what is he supposed to do? So, Ose Shliach v'Beisdin. He has to appoint, the second Shliach has to be appointed in Beisdin. I'm assuming if he's sick, so you can convene the Beisdin by him. he come tell people, and he convened the three people to come to the Beis Din to come to him, right? Osa shliach beBeis Din, and umishalcho, and he gives the gets the shliach A gives the get to shliach B in front of this Beis Din. But Omer and the Shliach Rishon says in front of Beis Din, "Befani nechtam, befani nechtam." So therefore, he takes care of that aspect. He says, "Befani nechtam, befani nechtam." The Ein Shliach Achron Sarich Shiyomer, befani nechtam, befani nechtam. And the second Shliach, when he delivers the get, does not have to say befani nechtam, befani nechtam. Ella Omer, he says, "Shliach Beis Din ani." I'm the Shliach Beis Din. Must have some sort of evidence that this get was already observed in Beis Din, where befani nechtam was said. Therefore, you take care of that, and then he goes on and continues. Right, the whole idea here is you're worried about the funny nechtam. You take care of that by having it set in front of the Beis Din. Okay. Amrule Rabbanon la'avimi b'reid Rabbi Yovo. So the Talmid HaChachamim said to Avimi, who's the son of Rabbi Yovo, we want you to ask your father, Rabbi Yovo, a question. Boy, me name Rabbi Yovo. Ask your father, Rabbi Yovo, the following question. May shliach the shliach, right? The second guy, mashvi shliach, can he appoint a third guy? Right? Although, or may he not? Can the shliach of a shliach appoint another shliach? So he says, in our case, there's shliach the shliach. In our case, shliach hasheni, shenasa b'beisdin, can he then appoint somebody else? So Olo, or may he not? Maybe in this case, the Tekana only made the Tekana that you could appoint the second Shliach, and that's it. So Amr Lahu, so Avimi said back to the Rabbanon, Halo Tiboy Lahu, that should be Akasha. Because look at the words of our Mishnah. Mindikatani, Ein Shliach Ha'achron. The Mishnah said that when you appointed the second Shliach, it says Ein Shliach Achron Sarach Shem Rafani Nechtam Fani Nechtam. The last Shliach. It doesn't say the second Shliach, it's the last Shliach. Last Shliach meaning whoever's last in line. It means you can appoint as many as you want. Ein shliach achron mechlal de mashve shliach. Mashve the shliach sheni can appoint another one. He's being medayik in the word achron, not being the last that we discussed, but the last in a potentially long line of shlichim. What? Is FedEx considered a shliach? That's a different question. Because he already has the appointment. He was already said already.
The Eretz
Yisrael, you don't have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam.
Then he says the Bezim before the Nechtam anyway. So now he's taking care of the Nechtam.
Why would a shliach who's in Eretz Yisrael say before the Nechtam?
Because he's going to Chutz La'aretz and he doesn't want to take a chance.
There's no point in the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. It doesn't mean anything. It's only if you bring a get from Chutz La'aretz. Bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, funny nechtam is nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Not necessary. I mean, I guess it could be done for
posterity, maybe.
Not, so posterity means nothing. I mean, it could be done for a kiyum get, maybe.
Right, if no one recognizes the signatures.
But funny nechtam. It's not a takkanah. It's not a takkanah in Eretz Yisrael. Right. Okay. So, Ella, kiti baylechu, if you guys have a question, this is what you could ask. Ki mashvi shliach b'beis din, o afilu shalo b'beis din. Cad, when this second shliach appoints the third shliach, must he do it in beis din? I mean, your question, so to speak, does he have to do it to get beis din again? So Amrulo, they said to him, that we don't have a kasha, right? Halo b'boiloi, because that's not a kasha, because midiktani, elo omer shliach beis din ani. The second guy, the shliach achron, has to say shliach beis din. So of course he has to be appointed in debate. Whoever this last shliach is has to make the statement of shliach beis din ani. So that how do you say shliach beis din unless you're appointed in the shliach? So in all these cases down the road, shliach can appoint a shliach as long as it's done in a beis din. Right. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi, he learned the Mishnah this way. Amrali Rabban Lavim Beid Rabbi Vo, Boy Minei Rabbi Vo, they asked Rabbi Vo. Shliach to shliach, he must be shliach. When the second shliach appoints a third shliach, the Beis Din, oh, slow the Beis Din. Can he point it in the Beis Din, or can he point it outside the Beis Din? So Malu, why are you asking me that? Tiboy lechu yimash v'shliach alma. You should ask me. Rabbi Yitzchak is allowed to make the second guy is allowed to make a third guy to begin with. So Malu, they answer him. That's not a kasha. Halachu yibaylon. It's not an inish shliach achron. It's a shliach achron. It's not a question. Mechlal the shliach, master shliach, master that you can make the shliach. Elik kikaboy yibaylon. Our question is whether it's Beis Din or Shalom Beis Din. So Malu, I'm not Tiboy lechu. This should also not be a question for you. The Katani Omer Shliach Beis Din. He has to say Shliach Beis Din, which means he must be appointed in the Beis Din. Amar Rabba said, Shliach be Eretz Yisrael also kama shluchim. A shluchim after Israel can appoint multiple shluchim. Rashi says rishon sheni v'shein shlishi v'chein la'olam. But he says ain't zarech based in. He doesn't need a based in. However, ain't a rishon zarech lomel funny nechem funny nechem. Like you don't, since you're in Israel, you don't have to say before any nechem, before any nechem. You can just appoint multiple shlichim as long as follows the rules without having it be done in a basin. Amar Rashi, Rashi says, in makes rishon. What if the first shliach dies? In makes rishon, but ukulam, then they're all batal. Meaning, Rav Ashi seems to say that they all come from the strength of the first aid, of the first shliach. If the shliach dies, breaks the chain. They're all out. Amar Mar.
Even though they're trying to get a basin.
There is no basin. This is in Eretz Yisrael. There's no basin. So Amar Mar Bar Ravashi. So Mar Bar Ravashi. Rashi's son says, "Had the Abba that was my father said that the first shliach dies, it breaks off the whole chain. That's the katnutahi. That's when he was young. But that's not the case because he says it's not batel. But ilo meis baal midi meshashi ishvuhu. If the baal dies, is there anything left there? Meaning kulu mikolk man kasu. Who do they all come? Where's the koa come from? We call it the Baal Kasu. They're all coming from the strength of the husband, not from the strength of the first Shliach. So, Isi the Baal, if the Baal's alive, Isnu Lukul, then they're all valid. Lesli the Baal, if the Baal dies, then Lesnu Lukul, then they all fall apart. So, who gav the Shalai Gidin Lubisayu? The guy sends a get to his wife. Amar Shliach, the Shliach says to the husband, Loya Danlo, I don't recognize your wife, I have no idea who your wife is. Amar Lay, so the husband said to the Shliach, Zilvi Havi La Abba Bar Minyume, the Iyudot Lay. So, when you get there, okay, so you can give the get to Abba Bar Minyume. He recognizes my wife. Vilezi Vilezi Nahali, and he'll just continue and give it over to my wife. So, Aska Velo Ashkach Abba Bar Minyume. He went and he checked, and he couldn't find Abba Bar Minyume. Okay, I can't find anybody. So, Ashkach, he went and he found the Rabbi Yavov, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, found those three guys, Vil Yosef and Safra Gabayu, and Rabbi Safra was sitting around. Rabbi Tom always points out, if you have somebody sitting around, he's going to be the main character of the story. Right, Rav Safra Gabayo, Amrulay. So these three said to him, Mesur Milach, give your edus to us, right? Kamedi Dun. The Dechiese Abba Minyumi, that's Rilay. Then when Abba Minyumi comes, we'll give it to him, right? Vilayza Vilayzine Law. And then he will give the get to her. So Amrulay Rav Safra, Rav Safra says, you can't do that. Vashliach Shalonit on the Gerishin, who? This guy is not appointed to give the Gerishin. What was this guy appointed to do? This guy was appointed to give the get to somebody, and that somebody was to give the get. So how can you give the testimony of a funny Nechlev, in front of us? That's not your job. You can't give it to us. And your job was to give it specifically to so-and-so. So Amar Rabba, Kapchina, Rav Safra, plus the Rebbe Samuchi. Rabba says that Rav Safra basically they cut off the legs of these three Rabbanon. So Amar Rabba Ashi, Rav Ashi says, but my Kapchina, what did he do? Mika Amar La Abba Bar Minyume below At. The guy, the original Baal didn't say only Abba Bar Minyume has to give it and not you. He says, okay, if you don't recognize it, you can also give it to so-and-so. But you also have the power to give it to somebody else. Ika the Amri of say Amarava, Rava says, Kapchina Rav Zafla plus Rabban Swoopita Usa. He chopped off their legs, meaning he shut them up, but he was mistaken. But Amaravashi and Maita Usa, what was the mistake? Maika Amarle Abraham Yumi Vloat, when the guy appointed him, he said Abraham Yumi and not you. He also said you, meaning he was just authorizing Abraham Yumi as well, and not taking authority away from you. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good Chodesh. Everybody have a great day.